Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of Pop Off with me, Isla Loba.
And me, Lewis Ball.
In today's episode, we get into why Love Island just did not slap this year.
Our best and worst dress from the Oscars red carpet.
And all the Kardashian antics from this week.
Including Khloe taking Tristan back and why they're banned from this year's Met Gala.
How are we doing?
I'm doing good. How are we?
Yeah, I'm good. But as you know, last week I found out that I have serious things going on my Instagram where I'm not allowed to do a collaboration post.
Oh my God, yeah. Okay, so basically we wanted to do a collaboration post on Instagram. For those who don't know, it's those things where, you know, when two people post on their accounts at the same time, and we wanted to do one because we wanted to post a reel from the podcast together. And I was like, Isla, it's not coming up that I can collaborate with you. And Isla was like, yes, it must, I've done it before.
Yeah, like,
we soon found out that it's because Isla had warning strikes against
five warning strikes against my account. Five. Instagram are hating on me. They don't want me to be an influencer.
And the reasons are the dumbest reasons ever. And I actually don't know all of them. So I'm going to get Isla to read them out to me now. And yeah, I'm going to judge if they were ban worthy or not.
So like,
are you near being banned from Instagram at this point then?
I've got an account warning on my TikTok as well.
What for on there?
Oh, for like adult nudity.
Nipple showing?
Yeah, kind of. Like I had like a see-through-ish dress on. It wasn't that deep. Like I've seen way worse on TikTok. Like way worse.
TikTok is so weird because like one second I'll see someone in like a full on tiny bikini or like, you know, I don't know if they ever come up for you, but like those OnlyFans girls trying to do promos.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. There's me and my friend found this girl that like we didn't go to school with, but we were very good friends when we were in school with her. And we found like she has one of those TikToks where she does quotations yoga.
Oh, and all come of that on, stuff. Babe.
Yeah. And all the men, like it is, she like, she's doing her thing. I can imagine she's getting a lot of traffic over to her OF.
Yes. But that's what I mean. Like I will see so many of those and I'm like, this is so blatantly soft porn. But oh God fucking forbid I hold a glass of Prosecco in my TikTok.
Yeah.
Because then that will be taken down within seconds. Like where does the line draw?
The line is never drawn anywhere. I just feel like there's just different people watching us at different times. So yeah, but my bands are like so dumb. And you know what? Like, I actually thought that you'd have like a couple on yours as well.
No, I'm squeaky clean.
I know you are squeaky clean. Maybe because you're like more, I feel like you, like, I'm just a bit more rogue on social.
I feel like writing out a swear word, I swear so much when I speak, but writing out a swear word, it seems like really foreign to me.
Oh, really? Oh, babes, I'll be swearing all day, every day. Do you know what? If I had my dad on my Instagram, I would have no account warnings because I'll be so fucking careful of what I'm posting. My dad hates swearing.
Right, let's read out these Instagram. It's going to be like the Wagga for Christie case.
Wagga for Christie.
You're going to read them out and I'll be the judge.
Okay, so the first one was I was out with my friend. So these are all stories that I got account warnings on. So the first one, I took a picture with my friend and I was like, this bitch stays copying my hairstyle.
I have Diet Coke in my mouth. I don't think that's that bad.
It's not that deep.
But it's just the way that you just spray.
She does.
What was the hairstyle?
It was just us, like, we both got curly hair. It was like a ponytail. Like,
I don't think that one's warning worthy.
No, it's not. And also, like, you can tell by, like, the way, like, I mean, it's just the way that we're posed. Like, we're at the club, like.
What was the reasoning behind that one? Violence?
Yeah, I think it's, like, yeah, it's, like violent. Oh, no, like, bullying, sorry. Bitch, you should see me with her in real life.
Okay, I don't think that one's ban worthy. Yeah. Next one.
Next one was the sale of illegal or regulated goods. That was the ban. And it was because my friend posted a picture. So we were in Lisbon and she posted a picture of me like on the beach and she was covering like my boobs with like a vape. But I thought it was going to be because like it looks like I'm, like I've actually got a boob tube on, but it looks like I'm naked. So I thought it was like adult nudity. But it's because of a vape. Since when were you not allowed to post vapes?
I didn't know you weren't allowed to post vapes.
Yeah, no, me too. And also, she didn't get an account warning for posting it originally. I got an account warning for reposting it.
I could see this is a lot more believable for a ban worthy than the previous one. Because yeah. It's like incenting nudity plus vape.
Are you on their side? What the fuck? You're supposed to be like, no, I don't get it.
I'm the judge here, so I'm trying to come from like a logical, unbiased point of view. That one's verging on maybe, but I don't still think it's bad enough.
Yeah, well, people get paid to do vape ads.
I know, that is.
Yeah.
I saw someone do an Elf Bar ad every day, and I'm like, I swear this cannot be legal. Like, yeah. You are not allowed to promote nicotine products.
Yeah, but apparently it's okay for them. The next one was violence... violence and incitement of physical violence. So basically someone, not to get into it because I don't want to get told to take anything down, but someone stole my beloved Telfar bag from Shoreditch House, and I said that if I caught them, then I'll strangle them with the straps. I got time. That was times two because I then reposted it, but then kind of scribbled out the strangle. But you were two. Like, you actually were two.
Yeah, I swear you just saved it and reposted it with just a red line through the word strangle.
And you can still obviously see it, but like...
That one is ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh my God, wait, I forgot. Oh, wait, no. Wait, there was another one as well. That I got, yeah, no, that's only four. The final one was me and my friend Sam were in like a pawn shop in central London, and I took a picture of him in the pawn shop. So there's probably like tits, fanny, dicks, buttholes, loads. But I didn't really like
okay, that one. Is feasible.
Yeah, I get
we'll
that one.
We'll give that one to Instagram HQ, Meta, or whatever they're called. That
fanny.
One is.
Oops.
But yeah, Isla is banned from collab posting till October, so you won't be seeing any collabs from us till then.
Sorry.
The Love Island final was this week. Not that anyone was even watching the show anymore. Oh my God. I saw that in the last week, like leading up to the final, it was getting 700,000 views.
Oh, damn.
Last week was getting like 3 million views.
Really?
Like,
on the final, yeah. And you know what's crazy about that as well is this is winter. Like, people are inside.
I think, though, people don't like it because it's like, in summer, it's associated with summer. Mm. It's like a second nature kind of thing in summer. Like, you just put it on. Like, it makes sense. Like, it's, you like seeing other people in hot. Or you can relate to it.
Yeah.
Whereas in winter, it's just like, it feels like I'm going out of my way to watch this. It's not natural.
Yeah.
But it finished this week. I think the final had 1 million viewers, which was the lowest since season two.
Damn.
Or maybe even lower than season two. Kai and Sanam won. They were lovely. I actually voted for them to win because I liked them the most, but if they were on any other season, they would have come about sixth. Like, they were...
Why am I saying oh for sure? But I saw them, but they just look...
They were like lovely people, but they won because they were the least offensive and everybody else was fucking annoying on that season.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that that sheep guy would be like not annoying. Oh, actually, until I saw that thing with him saying, yeah, that, like, and talking like a roadman.
Yeah. I think that he, like, I don't know, he was sort of weird because he put on this whole goofy, I'm so nerdy, like, sort of act. Mm. And then, like, it kind of, like, the more it unraveled, I was like, this is such, like, you thought this would go down so well with
and
the public.
Not,
and it's
not for, like, that amount of time.
It's just a bit lame if we're really going to think about it. But I want to get into whether we think two series of Love Island a year is too much. It's an overkill for me. I'm sorry. Right. So that's 8 weeks in winter and 8 weeks in summer. 16 weeks of my year.
That's a quarter of the fucking year watching Love Island.
Every night. Dedicated.
Every night. No, it's actually a third of the year watching Love Island. That's fucking insane.
It's too much. And it's, what are we, almost at the end of March right now? It's going to start up again at the start of June.
No, I can just see a speech bubble of like us trying to work out maths like in the side. I don't know.
It's not a forte. If you want that, go listen to an educational podcast, bitch. But it's literally about to start back up again in 2 months. I'm sorry, no one cares enough. It's just too much because it's not, it's this show, Love Island as like a show and the premise of the show is too repetitive and too Like, there's not enough variables in it to make it interesting enough to have that many episodes of it.
Especially because people know the reasons why people are on Love Island. We know you're on there for the bag, like, fair enough. But, like, people are on there to also make it juicy. But how much, like... Because I get, at the same time, obviously, you're trying to make your bag, but you have to put on a bit of an act as well. And people know that. So how much are people going to take of you putting on an act?
Well, yeah, that was... I know you didn't watch, but one of the reasons, basically, why Kai and Sanam won is because in the last week... they all started speaking about like how the public perceived them, and like one of them was like, yeah, like I'm gonna, like we are gonna do really well because a couple always wins who have trouble at the beginning, then they get back together and then they sail to the final.
Not you saying your strategy.
And then people are like, he's playing a game, and then everybody was like, you're playing a game because you're speaking about playing a game. And I was just like, this is too, like, you know what's going on.
Yeah, you know. People hate that, you know, as well. They want you to be oblivious to this shit. I mean, you have to, like, as much as we know what's going to happen with Love Island, it still needs to be unique.
100%. I also think that they need to change the format up, because how are we on like season 9 and I swear the format hasn't changed since 2018?
The same. They need to do something else with, like, I mean, Castle Moore is like one thing that obviously I always start watching Love Island and then I don't watch it because I actually have things to do in the evening or summers. And then Castle Moore I start watching again and then I stop watching. And then if it gets juicy, oh, movie night I'll watch, and then the final. So I think those are things that they need to stick in, but there's other things you need to like really...
I even think they can change up Castle Amor a bit now. Like, we've had so many Castle Amors. Like, we don't need...
Do you think?
I think they're probably too scared to change... Because it is such a successful show for them. They're probably too scared to change things too much.
Yeah.
But that's also the same way that your show's going to die.
But I also think they don't want to change shit too much to make it juicier because of safeguarding issues and people getting bullied. Because the more juicy things get, the more... There's going to be issues and reason for people to bully each other.
Well, online. Yeah, that was like a lot of people came off the season this year and was like, did they not show this? Did they not show that? And like, apparently a bunch of stuff got edited out.
Oh.
And it was like more like girl drama or like arguments which weren't to do with like a couple or a relationship. Just like separate arguments got edited out, which is probably due to like trying to protect the island. Which, yeah, it makes sense, but it is like, ruins your whole TV show as a premise.
It does. I think like it's one of those shows that I personally definitely think it's like dying out, and it can only get to a peak where it just gets too bad and people just make it shit for everyone else.
I think the summer one will still probably do quite well, but it's definitely dying out. The summer one will do fine, I reckon, because I think it's summer.
Yeah.
It's just people associate it with summer.
Yeah, and it's just, it's part of the culture now, you know? It's part of summer culture, it's part of, like, England, like, British culture. You have Fiat 500 Twitter, you have Black Twitter.
Yeah.
They come together, they talk about their things, and then they fuck off again.
But I also think that people will now go on and be a bit more oomph, because basically, I don't know if you've seen the season, but this season, the followers have been... like
dead,
like
not worth it.
I'm not joking, most of them will be back at their day jobs by the end of the year, like none of them. There will be a small handful of them which are going to be influencers this year, and I think I kind of wonder if that will maybe hopefully make people try and be like less PC and less like non-argumentative and confrontational, because they have less to lose. Because when it was so big and you were coming off to millions and millions of followers, you wanted to be not that controversial, so people would like you and you'd gain the most followers and come off. But now you know you're not getting followers, you might as well go on and make good TV.
Yeah, exactly. But then are they still going to cut it out? And then obviously with Maya Jama as well, we thought she would be our saving grace, but...
Listen, this is what I always said, because Laura Whitmore got so much fucking shit for being the Love Island host. And the whole time I was like, why do you people care so much? The host is such a minor detail to the show. They come onto the show about 4 episodes out of 8 weeks. Like, it does not matter who is hosting the show. And everybody was so up in arms and gave that girl so much hate for no reason, just for them to Maya Jama come on and not really make a difference.
And she didn't make a difference to the show at all. I think it definitely made a difference to her as an individual.
Yeah, yeah,
because she is banging. Like, her fits were banging.
Yeah.
Stylist, looks, hair, everything.
She looked unreal.
She looked unreal. But that is her as a person. It's not anything to do with the show.
Yeah, because, I agree.
Yeah.
And even like still like it just I mean I get that she's a better fit for the show because it's like she's a more younger like skewing demographic, which like is what the show wants and stuff, but at the end of the day, like, it doesn't, like, it's not about the host.
Yeah.
It ain't like, I don't know, like X Factor,
no,
where there's the host coming on and introducing everyone and stuff. Like, you're not a key part to the show. It really could, you could have any fucking person. Mm-hmm.
You don't own the show. Like there's certain shows where the host owns the show, kind of. Mm. The host here does not own the show.
No, absolutely not. Sanam, the winner. I think she's gained a lot of followers now. She's on like 200k plus or something now, which I guess like is sort of feasible for a career.
Yeah.
But I think when she won, she was on about, like when they announced her as a winner, she had about 70,000 followers.
That is so big.
The bitches from Casa Amor in season 5 are coming out with more than that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Seriously, even, what's her name? Like that Salma or whatever her name was, that black girl.
Unreal, beautiful girl.
Unreal, beautiful girl, but did not say a word in the whole, well, that was shown in the whole of the fucking season. She came out with more, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she definitely
did. And this
did.
Poor Sanam girl, nothing.
God bless. Do you think that you can still be famous and be an influencer off the back of Love Island now?
I think maybe in the summer one, but I mean, if they're going to continue to cut people's shit, also not then obviously we forgot the main reason to why these people are coming up with is because of the fact that they're not allowed to use their Instagram. Well, no one's allowed to use their Instagram whilst they're in there, and that's a whole. People were saying it from before. It's like the amount of followers you gain. Like, what's his name? Ikenna.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His friend that was doing his Twitter, he got so many followers. He gained so much traction because he was so funny on there.
No, yeah, yeah, 100%. That is definitely a reason why. Because it's like, why are you going to follow an inactive account for 8 weeks? You might as well just wait till they come out. Yeah. But then by the time they come out, you don't care anymore.
Yeah, this is done. Summer's coming.
So that is like a heavy reason why they haven't gained followers. But also at the same time, it makes sense for safeguarding. Mm-hmm. Because I remember last year, like the families were constantly posting like the most vile screenshots. Like Love Island fans are terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying.
Like those Ekansu and Davide fans. Oh my God. God fucking forbid that you say one thing bad about them.
I was definitely an Ekansu stan, but like I don't really care too much now. But at the time, I mean, I'm not like a troll or anything like that, but I kind of got it.
Before we move on actually from Love Island, I just also want to say, poor Ekansu, she is ever a case of how not to handle a career post Love Island.
Oh yeah, God, it's disaster after disaster.
I don't know who is running her PR or whatever, but they need to be sad. Like the way that she even like down to the way she tweets.
Yeah,
and it's just like, some people are not meant to be influencers. Just because you go on Love Island, it doesn't mean you need to be an influencer by force.
Yeah, she needs to be something for the older people.
I saw a tweet because she tweeted, Ekansu tweeted something like, what would you guys like? She tweets in third person. She's like, Ekin wants to know what Ekin's fans want to do next. And I saw someone quote tweet like as a joke being like Hollyoaks. And someone replied being like, no, but actually for real, she should go into like soap acting or something like that because no one cares about her outfits. No one cares about like anything that she has to sell.
Yeah, and
I would much rather see her on like a soap or something. That would be way better for her career.
And she only like really has people talking when it is like something so big, which is probably a thing to do with her downfall. Mm. The only people, because people were assessing the reasons to why she got dropped by Opolly, and main reasons were because like there was loads of fake accounts and there's loads of like men like in Turkey and like random places.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah,
that are not buying Opolly dresses. So poor Ekin.
Get on Hollyoaks, babe.
Get on Hollyoaks. Or EastEnders. I would watch you on EastEnders for sure.
Oh, she'd be good.
She'd be good.
Got a text.
Message.
Okay, so the 95th Academy Awards took place on Sunday, aka the Oscars. And now I don't really give a shit about like films. And
who the fuck watches films?
No, I watch films, right? And like this, so I have like one thing about me. I'm going to research everything about you and I'll know how much you got paid for the film, whereabouts you live, because I'm not that much of a creep. Mm. And like, I love to research people. But the main thing I care about with these things is what you're wearing.
Right, yeah. I didn't watch the ceremony, but I saw this film won this, this film won this. I swear to God, I had never heard of a single one of those films.
I know, neither. I just look for like the shade barra or whoever else is going to be doing these backhanded compliments of shade roomies. What was your worst and da-da-da-da outfits? And they put on these...
No, they are so insightful with that because they'll just post like an outfit. They'll be like, residents, what are we thinking about this look? It's like, bitch, you know what the fuck you're doing.
You know what you're doing. Oh my gosh. So, I mean, you have your like little roster of...
My little clan of best dress. We're going to post all of the outfits that we're speaking about over on the Pop-Off Instagram if you would like the visual aid to speak along and think with us, which is at Pop-Off Podcast. So if you want to go over there and look at the outfits we're speaking about, that's where it'll be. I'll start with my worst dress because I only have one. Jamie Lee Curtis.
It looks like Ekansu collab with Opolly. does it actually?
It does. No, it just looks like so prom dressy and gross. And also she was wearing Dolce & Gabbana, which is fucking gross.
Oh, God. Yeah. Please stop wearing that brand for real. Can we stop?
No, the like payola that they must be doing to all these celebrities to
wear. Big. No wonder you lot. I'm seeing even people part of the LGBTQ plus community.
Right?
Like brand deals with them. Okay.
So she was my worst dressed by far. And she was the only one really that stood out. Everybody else was the thing about the Oscars is it's like it is quite like traditional and old fashioned. So I feel like all the good looks come from the Vanity Fair after party. Mm. And all the main red carpet looks are just a bit like prom dressy old maiden type dress.
Old maiden type shoes.
Did you have any bad dresses?
Well, I was on obviously like I am a shade roomie, so I was. I am a resident. So my worst dress was Danielle Brooks from Orange Is the New Black. She's dressed as fucking Cruella de Vil. Just everything about this whole fit is absolutely barbaric. Like, please look. We're gonna post it. As we said, we're gonna post it on the Instagram.
To give you a visual aid, it's like a black and white striped fur jacket,
which is not long, by the way. It goes down to just above the knee.
However, the underneath garment is sheer.
Looking like a, I don't know, like a Halloween outfit kind of.
Yeah.
All ruffly and saggy, like, you know, like tights in primary school or no, secondary school even. And they used to like go all baggy at the knee because they're those dead like tendon ear. Opacity, yeah, it's just awful really. But who was your favourite?
Okay, so I used to have this thing, which was so dumb looking back, that I used to be like, straight men wearing a plain black suit to a red carpet is the most boring thing ever. Blah, 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 blah. I look back and I'm like, oh God, like, shut the fuck up. Like, why? It's a red carpet. It is a like a very like well-dressed event. You should be coming dressed proper, especially to something like the Oscars. So I completely take back what I said. I still stand by the fact that you like should not turn up in an ill-fitting suit. And I think my favorite example of this year is Paul Mescal. Oh, he's hot.
Paul Mescal.
The one from Normal People. Normal People? What's it called? And was dating Phoebe Bridgers, this guy.
Oh, people on this fucking Phoebe Bridgers person. Who is she? I only have one song. Oh, this guy, yeah. Yes. Oh yeah, he does look good.
And it's like, like a baggy suit, but it still fits him. And he has like a diamante, like fake rose on. It's just like so how to do a like classic suit, but not make it boring and not make it look bad.
Do you know what? I always used to love, like, people always used to call Cush Shawn Mendes's like looks, but I used to love them. He always used to wear, I think it's about wearing a, like a colour that suits you as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, especially for men, like there's not a lot you can really do without it going like really tragically wrong and doing too much. But you can get these like colour chart fit, like you can get like people like assess like what colours suit your tones the best.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok. And I feel like men should just go to this person and then get a suit. And whatever their colour like suits their, like, I think that's the best way to do it. And then just really assess like what fits your body.
Or you can even make it fun, like it's like little things like you could do with like the length of a blazer. You could make it exactly. Like a little bit longer, or like what Paul Mescal did with a brooch, or even like a shirt collar, have like an interesting shirt collar. I think I take my stance back of like, don't turn up in just a boring suit. But I think maybe, and this is more for like a younger generation of people. I get like if you're 50 years old, you just want to slap on a suit and go. You're not wanting to like put on like a bejazzled Gemma Collins type brooch on. Like you just want to leave it. But yeah, that was my stance.
I mean, the stylist, if you're a celebrity stylist, come on now. It can't be. Let's do a little bit more than just like a simple dimple.
I also loved at the Vanity Fair after party, there is this designer, I don't know how you pronounce it, I think it's Anne de Mulemeester.
Ooh, ooh la la.
And Hunter Schaefer, Kendall Jenner and Manu Rios all wore...
Hunter Schaefer looked amazing.
It was unbelievable, the outfits. And this was... Kendall Jenner... quite often is boring. She looked phenomenal.
Oh, that fit.
That like feathery.
Feathery fit. Yeah, she looked phenomenal. And also her Vanity, the other.
Yes, dress. Vintage goods. Yeah. That was, it was like a mermaid, like old collection from like 2006, 2007. It was really nice. She has been kind of doing it for me recently. Yeah. I hate to say it because Kendall Jenner's always been at the bottom of like my Kardashian ranking.
Really?
But I think she's like moved at least above Kourtney and Khloe now.
Babe, she's... Oh, wait, in terms of personality?
In terms of, like, just everything in general.
Oh, okay.
Like, in terms of, like, personality, vibe, outfits, like, makeup, okay, hair.
Okay, well, let's say Chloe is way down there with the outfits.
Oh my God, Chloe's outfits. the day Chloe Kardashian serves is the day that I'm no longer on this earth.
The day she stops wearing fucking snake print boots is the day.
She dresses like Misguided New in Section 2017.
Yeah, facts. When it used to be in fucking Stratford.
Waterfall coat, thigh high suede boots, yeah. Skinny leather jeans.
Gemma from Love Island.
Literally. it's always a constant miss from her. God bless her. My last one that was my favourite, Tracee Ellis Ross. She was wearing Balmain.
Oh wow. Oh my God. So I don't ever see like a lot of mixed race women in like older mixed race women. Mm. But she is someone that like I am like, I want to be you when I, because in terms of like how I never know like how am I gonna age, like
yeah.
What's my skin gonna be like, and she's like the only person I can really relate to. I'm like, I want to be you, I want my body to be like yours, I want my skin to be like yours, and I want to have a fucking stylist or just have your overall vibe.
Also, what I love about her and like a few other people like Gabrielle Union, like there's a few celebrities out there who don't look, I want to age with grace. I don't want to look 20 for the rest of my life. Like, I think it's so beautiful to like look that age, but look good for your age, but not look so young. Like, because you know those celebrities, like people like Kim K, who is almost like 45, 50, and she's so tight. She could be in her 20s. I don't like that. I don't think it's natural. I don't think it's...
And also, like, there's pictures the other day coming out and of her at, I don't know what event it was at, but... Everyone was looking at tagged pictures of her and was like, who is this woman? But she literally looks like an average 45-year-old woman. But because we're so used to her being so edited and so like pulled back and like all of this, when she's just got her natural, like relaxed, people are like, who is this woman? But she looks like her age. She looks like she's trying to be a bit too young most of the time.
I want to be when I'm like 50, like, I want people to be like, oh my God, he looks good for 50. Not like, what the hell? I would have never guessed he was 50.
Yeah, facts.
That's hot. Did you have any other best dressed?
Best dressed? Well, now you show me Tracee.
Our girl Trace.
Auntie Trace. And Kendall Jenner. Sorry, she was up there. Like, I was gawping at her dress. Like, she looked insane. Just the way it fit her.
Oh my God. Also, this will have to be a visual aid. So go over to the Instagram. Jeremy Pope for the after party in Balmain again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's hot. Yeah, that is so hot. It's a sexy pic.
That is hot. Another person that I love was Megan Thee Stallion, her first day out.
Oh my God. She looks so healthy. She looks so good. She looked so happy. I've seen so many like clips of her, like someone recording her having a conversation with someone. Like she was having this conversation with Alton Mason and she was so happy. And if there is one celebrity I will stand by for the rest of my life, it will be Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah. It used to be Nicki Minaj for me. But after the way that Nicki Minaj treated Megan Thee Stallion, I am Team Megan till I die.
Yeah, Team Megan all the way. I was backing her from day one when all the nasty cretins online wanted to be chatting their shit and immediately got proven wrong, even though you guys are still standing by what you're saying, but, you know, going down that hill.
That was genuinely the grossest time to be on Twitter.
Yeah, the grossest, honestly. I didn't even want to be one of those people that had Twitter from 2009.
But speaking of Megan Thee Stallion, she was styled this year by Law Roach, as was Hunter Schaefer, as was Steve Jobs' daughter.
Yes. Oh my God, you showed me a picture of Steve. We'll also put that up on our Instagram.
She looks good.
She looks good.
I kind of would be here for Steve Jobs' daughter being the new Nepo baby.
Yeah.
That would kind of be a good Nepo. Steve Jobs' daughter. That is like a hot line.
That is a hot line.
And being like this, I don't know if it is her first red carpet. It's the first red carpet I've seen her on. It was probably like her breakout red carpet, like Oscar.
Yeah.
Being styled by Law Roach, that is like already like a stamp in your like Nepo baby checkbook.
For sure.
But speaking of Law Roach, he has announced on his Instagram that he is retiring.
Stamped on it, boof, retiring.
Boom! but it's actually really sad.
You know, it is really sad. It's a sad day for the fashion industry as a whole, but you know, if you don't listen, you must feel.
Yes, and there's a lot of talk about it, and a lot of people are saying, oh, what the hell, like, you can't do this, please don't leave. But at the end of the day, if you read Law Roach's Instagram caption, he speaks a lot about like, it's too much, it's too mentally draining. And I watched an interview, actually it was on the way here, and he was just like, listen, like, if I don't get this like level of respect, or not even respect, but just a level of like decency, yeah, like human decency that you would speak to other people. Like, I'm fine going back to where I came from. Like, mm-hmm, this isn't my ride or die for me. Like, this isn't, not ride or die, but like, this isn't, I don't have to do this for the rest of my life. I can go back to where I came from. I'm fine with doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's been some speculation on why he's retired. Apparently Zendaya's just signed like a exclusivity contract with Louis Vuitton. Mm-hmm. And some of the fashion girlies on Twitter, and don't fight me if this is wrong, because I'm just getting my information from the girls who know on Twitter. So this isn't coming from me. But they're saying that, like, apparently it could be like some sort of like issue there in terms of creative control. Yeah. And he might just be like, you know what, I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. But he's been Zendaya stylist for years. Yeah,
but that surely can't be the only reason, because Zendaya, obviously, he has made Zendaya like that fashion girly now.
Yes.
Like, and not just a fashion day-to-day Pinterest. Like, I'm talking like big boy fashion girly. Like, everyone's always saying that she's killing it at every award show. But I don't, like, I do definitely think that that's probably a reason to why, but it can't be the overall. I think, so I live with a stylist, hey, my aunt. And we were speaking today, she even didn't get credited in something that she had done. And like, stylists, I think, because it's something where, like, you are just getting, you know, it's something that people can do but maybe don't have the time to do in terms of, like, we, like, me getting my own clothes, there's a lot more work in it than people think that there are, that there really is.
Oh my God, yes.
So I think, like, the credit is not given to people as much. And because, like, we all have a fashion, not we all, but like loads of people have an interest in fashion, but being a stylist, like, you forget about all the other things to do with being a stylist, like all the returns, all the contacting agencies, working for people that people don't necessarily want to work with and exit, you know? And
it's things that stylists do. I personally believe that, I think everybody who is going on like a red carpet or something like that should go for a stylist. Not only because it like opens you up to options that you maybe wouldn't consider, it opens you up to things like it gives you another sense of a perspective of someone who actually knows fashion. And actually understands what is going to transfer well,
yeah,
rather than you just going to Selfridges and finding a dress you like.
Yeah, and
like,
I hope
cute.
You UK rappers are listening to this loud and fucking clear, okay? Because I know you guys love to go on fucking Amiri jeans and Jordans.
Let's take a quick break right there. But after that, we'll be back to discuss everything that the Kardashians have been up to this week. And good Lord, it's a lot.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pop Off. And our final topic of the day is none other than the Kardashians.
You should get the orange soda. It's amazing.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
We love to hate them.
Exactly. And it's time for a brand new feature. As we said on last week's episode, the Kardashians are involved in pretty much everything. And it gets to weeks like this week, for example, where they're just doing too much to, like, we would be here all day speaking about it. So we have got a new feature where we're going to round off quickly everything on all the shenanigans the Kardashians have been up to and given our quick thought and fire opinions on it. Starting with Tristan fucking Thompson.
Oh, God.
The most evil man on the planet.
And with the little squeaky voice, scrawny voice that he has.
Wait, I've never heard his voice.
Yeah, he's got like a really high-pitched voice.
Really?
And he's tall.
He's hot.
Wrong. He's tall, hot, handsome, but got a squeaky voice and is a cheater.
Anyway, it was his birthday this week. And I'm pretty sure Khloé and Tristan had been broken up at this point because didn't he get another woman pregnant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was why they broke up last time. But they are back together again, allegedly, because we have had a voluptuous amount of happy birthday messages from all the Kardashians.
They also have a young baby together. Yeah.
Yeah, they have two now, don't they?
Yeah, they have two.
And Kris Jenner is wild. She has done this whole like Instagram story dedication to wishing Tristan Thompson happy birthday. And I am genuinely like gobsmacked by this. And I'm to the point now where I used to be like, Khloé is such a stupid woman. Like, stand up and like fight for yourself. Like, I get that he is the father of your children, but that doesn't give him a hall pass. He doesn't need to be in your life in like a romantic way forever and forever just because he's the father of your children, like no matter what he does. But I'm at the point now where I'm like, your whole family just enables you.
Yeah, you have a whole bunch of enablers. Like, how would you ever get away from this?
Like, they just welcome him back with open arms. Her Khloe Kardashian's own mother is saying how much of a strong man and how inspiring you are as a person. And I'm like, hello, if this was my mother, she would despise him.
Yeah, despise him and would not be posting all of this. Like, I haven't really been following the whole Tristan Thompson thing too much because I just get pissed off, like, with how much he's like, it's just, for me, I don't want to feel like I'm Khloe Kardashian's best friend where it's like that ex that just keeps coming back. And that's what I feel like, and I'm not even really fucking involved in it.
Yeah, I kept up with it on the very initial scandal when it was the whole Jordan Woods and Tristan thing. That was juicy.
Yeah, that was juicy, and that was where it should have fucking stopped.
Exactly. But at this point, I'm like, I could not tell you how many times they've broken up because I have zoned out and tuned out of it. It comes up on my feed like, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are back together, and I'll be like, they broke up?
Yeah, or honestly.
Like, they've broken up, and I was like, wait, when were they back together?
Right, yeah, literally. On TikTok the other day, I didn't even know that this had happened, but I saw a video of Kris Jenner in Meghan Trainor's new music video. And I was like, wait, hold on, when did she do this? Because usually it's like a massive thing, like when she was in Ariana Grande's music video. But yeah, she was in Meghan Trainor's music video. I didn't listen to Meghan Trainor, but she looks good.
That song. Have you heard the song? It goes like, I am your mother, you'll listen to me.
Oh, God. No. And then obviously Kris is in it because she's a momager.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Having a Kardashian cameo, everything, and I don't mean this in a rude way, because I actually quite like Meghan. I think she's quite funny when she speaks on TikTok as a personality. But in terms of her as a person, everything she does is stuck in 2016, including a Kardashian doing a cameo in your music video.
Yeah, for sure. But at the same time, I do think that if Kris was in someone like, I don't know, maybe not Meg, but someone like that, like someone where like people kind of cared, you've just kind of stooped down to Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
Like I don't really think, like, it's not a song. Like, thank you. Next. That was a fucking song. That concept was sick. Like Kris Jenner with the whole, because especially with the whole, oh, you're doing amazing, sweetie, that whole thing. It makes no sense for Kris Jenner to be in this music video.
Yeah, I agree. But also I think it would be cool if it was done in a way, where it's like, what the fuck is Kris Jenner doing here?
Yes.
Like if she was in like a little baby music video.
Right, and it
was
like, yes. What the hell? Yeah.
Like Meghan Trainor, really?
Yeah.
It's like, not okay. Giving the same effect.
Not at all. I don't even know what the song is.
It's not a great song. And the music video concept is, I'm pretty sure it spoofs like Marilyn Monroe's Diamonds Are a Girl Best Friend music video.
Oh,
and they're all in black dresses, like sort of like doo-wop swinging.
No. It sounds like a terrible hen do.
It is the type of hen do on a train. They have like willy straws. And
yeah, one of those ones.
Is that exact? The people who find that funny are the people who listen to Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, literally.
And finally, in the Kardashian realm, it has been reported that none of the Kardashian Jenners will be invited to this year's Met Gala. Supposedly, it has to do with the fact that the attention is taken away from fashion to focus on controversial moments. Someone from the Kardashians' like representative team has denied these claims, but I think it very much could be true.
Yeah, I think it makes very much sense. It definitely makes sense because, I mean, yeah, like the whole reason for the Met Gala is to, you know, showcase actual fashion, not fucking Kim Kardashian coming and busting out
Marilyn Monroe's
dress, you know?
The thing about that dress was, at the time, it was an iconic, it was like a controversial dress.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a woman to be wearing a dress like that at the time, it was very like, oh my God, that's so provocative, so controversial. You could find, and this is no disrespect to the dress, I know it's a historical artifact, but you could find a replica of that dress in Opoly House of CB. It's no longer it's supposed to be like a relic, like be in her history. Like, can you believe that this used to be so controversial and this is such an iconic dress? Wearing it now to a red carpet doesn't mean anything.
It just gives a vibe of, I have enough money and I have enough kind of status now because I've bought my way into this to do this.
Which I think is what a lot of people were saying last year. They were like, it's not a Kim sort of, she thinks this is a serve. It's like a more to prove to herself that she is the same as Marilyn. She is the modern day Marilyn. She has status in the like community.
Uh-huh. No, for sure. I think the whole Kardashian, how the Kardashians are at the moment, well, not at the moment, but just in general, they're just kind of viewed as like very new, even though they're not, very new money types of people where, you know, like they haven't really, I don't know, because they bought their way into fame and they've kind of cheated their way into a lot of things, which it's people want fashion to be so very historical. They don't want it to be a way where there are shortcuts within it. People work towards getting into these shows. And, you know, if the Kardashians at the end of the day aren't coming, then are there TikTokers going to be coming? Is Alison Ray there?
Yeah.
But these people come in?
I think so. This is why I have not a conspiracy theory, but my theory why I think this could be true is because people had no issue before because the Kardashians are like, the Kardashians get more and more famous as every year goes by. Mm-hmm. Well, people are now starting to say that they're having a downfall, but I personally believe that they get more famous as each year goes by.
Yeah.
And it was never an issue before because people were always more talked about than them at the Met Gala. And it was the Met Gala is viewed as a very traditional Hollywood event. Like, mm-hmm. it should be for A-list actors and like people who have like contributed to the arts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now the Kardashians are becoming the most spoke about people at this event. These people are having like an ego deflation.
Yeah, it's true.
And who are traditional Hollywood actresses are now having an issue with it. So now they are complaining and being like, well, yeah, they shouldn't be here. They're trashy. Which is why we'll probably still see fucking like Addison Rae there because they're going to be more spoken about than Addison Rae. But these people are having like a bruise to their ego that these new money type of people are the most spoken about and they want them rid. I think that is why there is truth. Point, evidence, explanation, fact, mic drop.
Period. No, I agree.
Do you think if you were like sort of involving the invitation list at the Met Gala this year, would you invite the Kardashians?
If I was to invite the Kardashians, oh shit, wait, you've got to be 18, haven't you?
Oh, you want to invite Stormy?
Noofy. She's got
would be a ruckus.
Yeah, she would cause a ruckus. And I think that would be way more interesting as well because she's got more of a personality. But it's not as but let's not like fuck up the rules.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going like way too far. Would I invite the Kardashians? Yeah. But I feel like maybe there's gotta be more rules to this shit, you know?
I would invite Kendall.
Yeah, I would invite Kendall because she is actually a model.
Yeah, and I think she is sort of a bit more ingrained. I think that...
I'm boring for it.
I would invite Kendall. You know what? Fuck it. I'd invite them all.
You would? Yeah, because then it's something to talk about on the podcast.
Exactly. And like, I don't know. I'd invite them all because why not?
Yeah.
They provide...
Also, there's got to be change in these industries, you know? Like, we can't all be like, oldie.
Old fogies.
But I think, talking about Steve Jobs' daughter, I think she'll be on it. She'll be there.
That'll be good. Oh, I'm so excited for this. Yeah,
well, who the hell is going to star her if fucking...
Laura retired.
She's going to find her own fit.
We'll have to wait and see. 1st of May. That is like my favourite national holiday.
Honestly, that's where it's going to get juicy. The fashion is going to get juicy.
Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of the brand new season of Pop Off. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla. You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Isla Lobar.
And you can find me on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok, all at Looking for Lewis. I keep it precise and all in one, unlike some.
Sorry, guys. I was just lucky with that TikTok one.
You can also follow our Pop Off accounts on TikTok and Instagram at Pop Off Podcast. We would love to hear your thoughts on everything we discussed today, so please let us know in the comments. Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.